You got an exceptionally quiet pass across here. We're reading a pitch attitude of 192 degrees. Pitch down, yaw, 356 degrees, and a 177 degree roll attitude. A very steady attitude, and I believe they're in orbital rate, or that is a rate calculated to hold their windows in a specific position and move them in as they move across the face of the moon. Lovell should be in a rest period of 2 hours duration now. Perhaps that's why they're keeping quiet. And Bill Anders is extremely busy taking pictures.
Okay.
70 millimeter and 16 millimeter. 70 millimeter still, 16 millimeter movies. This is Apollo Control Houston. We're 52 minutes from loss of signal on this pass. And let's look over our ECS, our Environmental Control System summary table. The cabin pressure, 4.9, and holding very nicely. The cabin temperature, 77 degrees. I think that's up a few degrees from yesterday. I don't recall exactly. In general, we can expect to see, we should be seeing a slight rise in temperature. This was predicted by the thermal people, a rise particularly in the outside temperature, the outside skin temperature of the spacecraft, a rise of something like 10 to 12 degrees. And this was based on estimates from the 101, the Apollo 7 flight, and the experience to date in deep space. The point to be made is that it's the spacecraft is slightly colder as it traverses from Earth to Moon than it is while in orbit about either body. Slightly colder on the outside. The inside remains relatively stable. A very quiet period, and so we'll just take the line down. If something occurs, we'll come back up immediately. At 74 hours, 10 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control Houston. Apollo Control Houston here, 74 hours, 12 minutes. And after a long quiet period there, Mike Collins put in a call, and he is getting some conversation from Frank Borman, be it ever so brief. Let's hear it now, and we'll catch up and go into the live situation.